This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's Christmas week, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a gift that will certainly put you in the holiday spirit. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team and win $150 in free bets if they win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NBA team and win $150 in free bets if they win. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps this Christmas week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
To Nashville and gets the job done. It wasn't always pretty, folks. It wasn't always fun to watch. Still a Tennessee team trying to establish its identity. Still a ton of questions for this team, but they just keep winning the games they're supposed to win. They have not lost a game they've been favored in. They have not won a game they've been an underdog in. Still trying to figure out what their identity is, what they can hang their hat on, and I don't know. I don't know what they can hang their hat on. I know this, though. I know this. Zakai Ziegler, ladies and gentlemen, is a wartime consigliere. You remember that scene from The Godfather, right, where the Godfather is like, yeah, he's dying or dead, and Michael is going to finish all family business, and he passes over Tom Hagen. He needs a wartime consigliere. You're not a wartime consigliere, Tom Hagen. You're not a wartime consigliere, Triple J. Sorry, John Fulkerson. We love you guys. You guys are the Tom Hagens. We love you, but we need somebody who's going to cut somebody's throat. This is a rivalry game. We need somebody who's going to reach in their sock and pull out a shank that they sharpened a toothbrush handle with and just jab it in somebody's carotid artery and watch them bleed out in the prison riot. That's Uroš Plavšić. That's Zakai Ziegler. Those guys aren't pro players, but they're damn good college players, and they came up huge tonight when Tennessee needed them most. Pippen hits a three ball to tie it at 115 to go at 60. We're thinking, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is happening here? Tennessee's going to blow this thing. What a total debacle. Ziegler misses a three. Uroš with the rebound and the layup to give him the lead. And then Zakai Ziegler steals the inbounds pass, the play of the game, gets fouled, makes both free throws, and Vandy just packed it in at that point. Tennessee makes their free throws to close it out and wins the game 68-60. Oh, my goodness. So fired up right now. Let's get Bear in here. I'm going to send him the co-host invite, and we're going to talk to you guys. Tennessee gets it done, man. This would have been a terrible loss. This would have been a terrible loss for Tennessee. They're still fighting, and now a huge game coming up on Saturday against LSU as Will Wade comes to town. And is this the game where Tennessee finally gets over the hump and gets it done, ladies and gentlemen? Bear, what do you think about it? Always fun to beat Vandy in Nashville.
Oh, I hate him. I hate him. The guy's a punk. They're punks. That punk move they tried to pull on Vescovy at the end. Glad I was worried that they were going to hit us with the tee and not hit that other guy who elbowed him in the back that started it all. But just anytime you can win down there at their janky ass gym, is a great night. Plavšić came up big. Ziegler, huge tonight.
Tennessee has now won 9 in a row over Vanderbilt and 6 straight at Memorial Gymnasium. Tennessee, Rick Barnes owns Vanderbilt, owns Jerry Stackhouse.
And Jerry Krackhouse better have his rent money. That's Rick Barnes' place.
They're so predictable too, man. They always try and muddy it up and try and like throw elbows and cheap shots and make it really physical and everything. It's just, they can't play Tennessee straight up. And so that's what they try and do and resort to. We've seen it a billion times. It didn't work tonight. They suck. What a bunch of losers.
He said, what's this one guy? I'm watching the highlights here. Number 42 for them with he's got the typical Vanderbilt two last names. And
oh yeah.
And the crappy ponytail.
Their androgynous big
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Chandler had moments tonight where he looked incredible.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah,
and
I know,
he had right. moments where it was like, what are you doing?
Well, they had to take him out. He wasn't on the floor the last minute. They had to take him out of the game. I mean, you saw the part where Rick Barnes finally said, it's like, look, dude, you can't make any more bad passes. You can't turn the ball over. And he does it again where he comes down and drives to the baseline, and he's got Powell open in the corner. And he tries to throw a bounce pass to Urosh, which is like an automatic turnover, and Barnes yanked it.
Yeah. And I kept waiting to hear, you know, all the way across town, Terry Fair's head explode with that driving down and then turning the ball over. You either got to pull up and bury a 6 to 8 foot jump shot, or, you know, dribble drive, kick it out to one of your 3-point artists. Vescovi or Powell.
Barnes has stopped jerking. Have you noticed that now? Like, have you noticed since the LSU game, he's been, I want to say, kinder, gentler, but he's less of a quick hook. He's not yanking guys for mistakes anymore.
Yeah.
Until then.
And Powell looked a lot more comfortable tonight shooting the ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had 8 points. I think all his points came in the first half.
They were huge, though. The shots that he made were big shots when he made them. This is a great win.
Tennessee did a really good job on Pippen. He was only 3 of 10 from the field. He did do a lot of damage at the free throw line. He's good at drawing fouls. Finished with 18, but only 3 of 10 from the field. You can take that against that guy.
Has he ever beaten us? His fourth year.
They've won 9 in a row against Vanderbilt. No.
Yeah, no, he hasn't. I'd like to send him out. When do they come down here?
Here in a couple weeks.
Go ahead and send him out winless against the Vols.
Here in a couple weeks, 9 in a row, 11 of the last 12, 7 in a row in Nashville. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, let's talk about it. If you want to chime in, just request to speak. We'll go right to the people as we start with MC tonight. MC, what up, baby?
Hey, guys. Just got back from the game. We were in Nashville. Euros is the first team all bench guy. You never want to mess with a guy who grew up in the Balkans in the 90s. Thanks.
Don't mess with the Urosh. How many times do we have to tell you this guy has more bodies buried in his backyard than John Wayne Gacy did back in the day? I mean, he is a dangerous guy right now. That is not a dude you want to fuck with. I'm sorry.
No, I'll tell you what, a fair world. I would have liked to have seen him go at it with the big guy during that scrum with the Vescovi deal when him and I can't remember the kid's name from Vanderbilt. That looked like it had all the makings of, Gorgon versus Godzilla. Those two guys going at it. I'll put my money on Urosh.
Urosh can take off one of those super long socks he wears and like strangle a guy with it, mafia style. What do you call that?
A garrote.
He'd take you and just wring the life out of you.
I'll tell you who I wouldn't turn my back on. It's the smallest guy on the floor is Ziegler. He's from NY City.
It's so disappointing to see the leadership, and I don't know what happened to Triple J tonight, but even when he's been healthy, he just has been inconsistent.
I still felt like we missed him.
Lacking toughness, both him and Fulkerson. Those are supposed to be your leaders, and you're right. We get more toughness, more leadership out of Ziegler, out of Meshack, out of Urosh. I mean, Let's give it up for freaking Urosh tonight. I don't know if he's going to keep this up, but 6 of 7 from the field, 7 rebounds, 13 points, and 7 boards. I mean, like, some of our best offense was run through Urosh tonight.
Yeah, and had Chandler, you know, given him some better passes, he may have had more.
Yeah,
Chandler just got, he was just kind of sloppy. Five turnovers, six of 13
from the field. He started out really cold. I think he was 0 of 5 or 6, and then he kind of got it going in the late in the first half. But yeah, way too many turnovers. He's got to work on that for sure. Let's get our guy Cray from South Carolina in here. What's up, Cray?
Hey, man. I was just thinking, first of all, Uros is Groot from the Marvel Universe. And okay. Ziggy is obviously Rocket Raccoon. Little guy out there just causing mayhem. Could he be, if this is his first year, and I'll hang up real quick, could he possibly be the most loved basketball player since Grant, I guess? Or, I mean, for the first year, I don't know anybody else that has been more loved than Ziggy is. And also, Meshack was hustling out there. You know, on the stat sheet, he didn't really show up. But Meshack was out there at least giving a little bit of effort. And what is wrong with Fulkerson besides COVID? Everybody is telling me that it's just COVID and whatnot, but he hasn't been the same in 2 years.
Well, I mean, this second year in a row, he's gotten COVID in season. And for whatever reason, he's just, you know, you hear it all the time. Got off the phone a little while ago in the second half, a buddy of mine that's just having a terrible time with it, completely vaccinated. And then, you know, my brother had it, completely vaccinated, and he was almost asymptomatic. So you just never know. But he just does not look like he's well. He looks like he's lost weight and just doesn't have the same kind of lift. But he had a couple of plays. We got a little bit out of him tonight. I don't know what happened with Triple J. Did they put him in a concussion protocol?
It almost looked like he had a cut on his eyebrow or something. I don't know if it's concussion or what, but I mean, he looked fine over there on the sideline. But Cray's right, man. I mean, Ziegler, he is cut from that Grant Williams cloth of just a guy that was under recruited, but just toughness and just a nose for the ball. I mean, that steal was a thing of beauty to close it out. Absolute play of the game, Zakai Ziegler. Be honest, when Pippen hits that three and ties it with a minute 15.
Oh, my stomach was rolling.
When we come back down and you're like, what are we going to do? Are you going to go through Fulkerson, Vescovi? Like, who's going to take this shot? And, of course, it's Ziegler, and he had a great look, man. I thought he was going to make it. And Urosh, man, to the rescue, cleaned it up.
Yeah, Ziegler had two huge, just all heart denial steals. That one where he was giving up a foot to that guy. It was probably around 5-6 minute mark left in the second half. They were trying to inbound it, and he posted that guy up and stole it. And then the big one was there at the end when they were trying to inbound it, and he just wants it more.
Maybe they ought to be starting him. I don't know, man. It still feels like this is very much a work in progress. Big chance Saturday night, man. They need a raucous environment against LSU. I'm going to miss the game. I'm going to miss post game. I don't know. Hopefully Bear or Jake or somebody will come through and do something for you guys. I'm going to be in Nashville at the Titans game. But that's a huge opportunity, man. To score a big win, that would be, in my mind, probably the biggest win of the season. I know Arizona's ranked higher, but to get over the hump against a guy who's had your number and Will Wade, a team that's had your number and LSU, a conference win. They need it. That's the one they need. They need to get that one. All right, let's go back to it. Ben is next. What's up, Ben? Ben.
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
You are there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to say, the thing that stood out to me tonight, and I was interacting with some people on Twitter, and I mean, obviously, I'm not going to pretend this was a pretty game to watch offensively, but it seems like this is the first game since Arizona where you finally saw some just grittiness and toughness from this team. And I think a lot of that honestly started with the Fiskovi technical, and I think you kind of saw – it was almost as if his technical foul, it's almost like it gave the rest of the team permission to actually show some scrappiness. And it also looked like Rick Barnes was actually okay with that tonight.
Two flashpoint plays, Vescovi in the middle of both of them. The play in the first half where they tie him up and he wouldn't let go of the ball. And then, you know, the thing about it is, like, if he doesn't push the guy back, the ref wasn't going to call the first one a technical.
Yeah.
He was going to let that shit go.
Yeah.
So he kind of had to step up and do that. And the guy who initiated and got the technical on Vanderbilt, I forget his name, but that was his fifth foul. He ended up fouling out in that situation. So, I mean, we'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
So what exactly happened during that? When they went and looked at it, they figured out that he had initiated everything and they called – him for a technical as well.
He threw a little forearm at Vescovi, and like, I mean, it was right in front of the ref, but you could tell he wasn't going to call it. He was just going to he was going to send everybody, which is fine. Like, it wasn't that blatant, but Vescovi stood up for himself and pushed him, and then they had to acknowledge it. So,
well, yeah, Gyros was getting ready to pull, what do you call it, his sharpened toothbrush out of his sock?
Yeah, Uroš was getting set to take care of business. But, I mean, like, I saw some Tennessee fans on Twitter saying they, you know, it shouldn't have been. That was officiated properly, man. You have to call that offsetting. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm. That one was. I thought that they could have – they lost control of that. They let it get a little too chippy in the first half. Oh, that's a hard, you know, Tennessee Vanderbilt, that's a really hard game to ref in basketball.
Well, when they're playing like that, I mean, I don't think Tennessee was playing any more physically than they always do. I mean, if Vanderbilt played that way all the time out, they wouldn't be so bad. But they're soft, and they, I guess, want to act like fake tough guys when they play Tennessee or whatever. So, but I thought that my only complaint, the officiating, was I thought that Pippen got so many calls, like the one on Vescovi where he, you know, knocked it away on the sideline. I guess that was Vescovi's third. It's not even close to a foul. They're just bailing him out because he's Scottie Pippen Jr.
And that was becoming absurd when, I mean, they were hacking us every time we drove to the rim, and they weren't calling it. Like, they were reaching in on every time we drove by. Their point guard defending the top of the key, like they would just reach in, grab us, and we couldn't do the same.
Well, there was a terrible foul call on Kennedy Chandler in the second half around the 10-minute mark where he knocked the ball away from Pippen, and they called him a reaching foul. It was a terrible call. There was a terrible call on Kamwa where he had a clean block and they called it a foul. It's whatever, man. You don't get a lot of calls when you're playing on the road in this league, but Tennessee was able to overcome. Anything else, Ben? All right, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, I thought that Tennessee had, you know, we mentioned Kamwa, 7 points, seven rebounds. Like, that's all we need. It'd be nice to see him score one or two more. He's 0 of 3 from three-point range. It'd be nice to see him get up, you know, 9 or 10. But I can
see at least one of those fall.
I can live with 7 and 7 from Cam Watt at this point.
Wow. Did Missouri Ole Miss ended up in the Conzo tonight.
Conzo went into Ole Miss and tore down Kermit Davis's kingdom.
Yeah, he did.
78-53.
Is there a more schizophrenic coach than Conzo?
Every time you think that he's done and buried, like, not only does he pull out a win, like, he goes in and, like, just hammers somebody.
Yeah, just humiliates you. 25-point beatdown. It's their second largest road SEC win since joining the conference. I love Conzo Martin. Wow.
Let's talk to Jake.
Jake, this is our Jake.
Turn your mic on, Jake. Jake. Turn your mic back on, Jake. You got this. You can do this. Open your mouth and make some noise come out of your lungs.
Sandy's connecting.
Oh, I saw his. He looks connected on my end. Jake, I see you, Jake. Jake going once. Jake, oh, he turned his mic back off. Now he turned it back on. Jake, are you there? Jake, just wasn't meant to be, brother. What can I tell you? I don't know. Sorry. Here's another Jake. All right, we couldn't get that Jake. This Jake at least has a profile picture. What's up, Jake? Jake, go ahead. Oh, man. Just not in the cards for Jake's tonight. All right, then.
I mean, he's on, unmuted. Jump right back off. Let's trust Sam.
All right, Sam, somebody talk to us, or I'm going to bed. What's up, Sam?
What's up, guys? Listen, trying to find my truck. You know who dropped the ball tonight? The two Jakes, and also Scottie Pippen Jr. sucks!
Scottie Pippen Jr. pulled a two Jakes tonight. When he threw that ball between that dude's legs in the corner, you knew it wasn't his night.
Absolutely.
No, he was hunting for that one.
Jerry Stackhouse had cool shoes on. That was about the only thing cool about Vandy tonight, though. Their fans are abysmal. They get so mad. They're literally screaming at us, telling us there's kids around. It's like, I don't care. Like, tell the kids to leave. It's like 10:45.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. It's damn school night. What the hell you got your kids in the gym at 11 o'clock at night for?
Were you in there tonight?
Yes,
Sam?
I was here. Yes, I'm trying to find my truck.
Beautiful.
I can't find it.
What were you drinking? Some $14 beers or something?
No, $7.
Oh, that's
they
not
got
bad.
Reasonable prices here. Yeah, I'm not driving. So, I'm with somebody that's driving.
So these Vandy kids, these Nashvillians, took their kids out there to an 8 o'clock local time tip off. They want to talk to you guys.
There was literally maybe three kids around us, tops. I mean, I only saw one. I don't even know. He wasn't even with the guy that was screaming at us. But all we said was Scottie Pippen sucks. That's literally all we said. And then he turns around and he goes, "Hey, there's kids here, you moron." And I was like, okay. So the rest of the game, every time somebody cheered, we just said, "Hey guys, there's kids here." They didn't like that too much, but
yeah, you should have told them you weren't lying.
Right. I mean, yeah. He's trash city. I mean, where's his dad? I mean, yeah, anyway.
Kids.
His dad's one of the greatest basketball players I've ever played.
True, true. Absolutely. That would be.
He should have sent his son to a better university.
In all reality, that would kind of suck to be Scottie Pippen's kid, because then you got to, like, try to live up to your dad's name and be one of the best, like, 20 players ever. That's kind of brutal.
If those kids are going to be Vanderbilt fans, they need to be exposed to that kind of humiliation at a young age. I say it's good for him, and good for you, Sam. You should have gone harder, in my opinion.
I mean, we were pretty hard, but yeah, I agree. We I don't know. I mean, everybody's trying to tell us we're classless. We're chanting, "It's great to be a Tennessee Vol," as you walk into the stadium. It felt like a home game, to be honest. And that arena is so weird. Like, this isn't going to get talked about enough, how weird this arena is. It's like, there's four corners. It's just so weird. Like, the players have to sit on the baseline. You got Stackhouse trying to, like, coach from the midcourt where he's, like, 50 feet from his bench. It's very weird. Like,
He's got the Derek Dooley stool going. I saw
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a goofy damn gym for a goofy damn program.
Yeah. What people really got mad at is when I told him that Yuris Plavich was going to come kill his ass, and they didn't like that too much when he got that tech. But I mean, I said he was from Serbia. Like, I mean, he is from Serbia. So they were just mad. Anyway, it's all good.
Many people don't know that. Good stuff, Sam. Drive careful, brother. You represented tonight. Well done, sir. All right. Good check in from Sam tonight. Oh, man. Those Vanderbilt fans. That's got to suck, man. That's got to suck. Their football program's in the crapper. Basketball program's in the crapper. Usually they have one team that's worth a damn. And now both of their teams. I guess their baseball team is pretty good.
You see how they are this year without they lost their two ace pitchers, didn't they?
Kumar. Did Rocker decide to go back? Like, he didn't sign with the Mets, right? Didn't he have some weird contractual thing going on?
I mean, it's been a few months since all that went down. I can't remember what I had for lunch today. He may have. I don't know. We beat him last year. I mean, they suck. Candy. Whew. I was nervous.
I did get a little nervy there for a second.
Yeah, when he buried that three, I got real nervous.
The whole season was just hanging in the balance at that point. I mean, if you lose that game tonight, it's they're not. They haven't arrived or anything. They've still got some big questions to answer. I mean, we haven't mentioned Huntley Hatfield yet. I mean, he got his time. He got his minutes out there tonight. Didn't do anything. I mean, he was next to invisible when he was out there. I guess he did brick one corner three. He played 13 minutes, 0 of 2 from the field, one rebound.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
just, that's how it's going to go.
But, I mean, Uroš played well. Kamwa played okay. Fulkerson didn't play very well. And Huntley Hatfield was non-existent. And that's what you got from your big men. And you might just have to live with that. If you get two guys that are playing okay in the post, you might be able to live with that if your guards are playing well. Let's get D.R. Vall in here next. What's up, D.R. Vall? Oh, there he is.
What's going on, guys? Sam just mentioned that I thought they used to have to stay at the end of the court. I didn't realize that they could start moving up the sides now, the coaches.
When did they start doing that, allowing them to walk up the sideline like that?
I don't know, because last time I went to watch them play there, they couldn't do that. So I was really shocked to see them moving up and down there.
I feel like they've been able to do it for a couple of years, but yeah, I mean, it's been a recent change.
Why can they not have the benches on the side like everybody else?
Say the bitches or benches? What did you say?
Benches.
Okay, sorry.
The bitches too.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about the Vanderbilt side of things, I don't know. That just angers me like everything else about Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
I kind of like it.
You would.
Hey, Russ, do you think we figured out kind of our rotation tonight? I mean, I never thought I'd say this. I felt better with Uroš out there than Folky.
Yeah.
I just don't like watching. I mean, Folky's just terrible, man.
I mean, I would have played Plavsic more. He only had 21 minutes. I would have played him a little bit more, quite frankly. But, yeah, I mean, he was our anchor out there tonight. And I don't think they figured out their rotation. I think it's still a work in progress. I think we're all still holding on to a shred of hope, but it gets weaker and the shred gets smaller with each passing game that John Fulkerson is going to wake up and that he's going to start being a consistent performer. But you can't count on that at this point. And I think Barnes isn't counting on it, as is reflected by the change they made in the starting lineup tonight. But I still think that, You know, what is James going to give you when he comes back? Is he going to be a part of this or not? Is Folky going to be a part of this or not? Because if they're not, then everybody got mad at Rick Barnes a couple of weeks ago when he said that John needs to, you know, whatever he said, needs to either start playing or stop. But, I mean, he's maybe that's a little bit too blunt, but the overall point of that comment is, I mean, looks correct at this point.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I mean, who are you going to rotate in? I'm looking at the stat sheet right now. Like, Huntley Hatfield, man, he had 13 minutes and no points. Mayshak had no points. Victor Bailey,
nothing.
That's always.
Now, Bailey, at this point, those are wasted minutes when you put him in.
Yeah, he got two too many, it looks like. And Powell, he got eight. I mean, is that his highest scoring game? I don't remember much what he's done this year, honestly.
He had a couple of double-digit games against lesser competition earlier, but that's probably the first half was the best he's looked against decent competition this year.
Okay. He definitely looked more comfortable in the first half. I know he didn't score, you said, Russ, in the second half, but he looked a lot more like what I thought we were getting when he transferred in that first half, so...
Well, Russ, I'm going to get off here, but if Memphis fans out there listen, I hope you're eating this shit up. Those sorry motherfuckers, man. The chicken out, and then all they want to do is get in on Tennessee action like that. So if you're listening, fuck off. Have a good night.
Oh, easy, easy, big guy.
Did you see Tennessee's, I believe he's like their team chaplain now or something, and Memphis native Chris Walker, former football player here at Tennessee, tweeting before the game, hey, we're in Nashville and the other team showed up. That's a start.
Chris Walker tweeted that?
Yeah.
Our team chaplain?
Yeah, pretty strong.
Yeah. Woo.
Shout out to the Memphis fans. I know you're in here listening, living vicariously through a program that actually matters. Your 9-7 Tigers, sixth place in the American Athletic Conference, on a two-game losing skid after falling at ECU this weekend. You don't just roll into Greenville, North Carolina, and stroll away with a victory after all. They got a big game coming up against SMU this week. And don't worry, Memphis fans, we love you. And your dream of successfully defending your NIT championship lives on. And we're pulling for you, Memphis. We're pulling for you. The only thing that can stop you is COVID and your unvaccinated players. Other than that, the NIT is yours, and we won't stand in your way. God bless you, Memphis fans. You're welcome here. You're welcome here on our post-game Twitter spaces. You don't have a real program to follow. Feel free to follow Tennessee at a distance. You can be the guy in the corner. You could be the guy in the corner watching longingly as we play the real basketball games here in Knoxville. You're welcome to watch from a distance, jealously. You're welcome, Memphis fans. Feel free to stick around. All right, this is the third Jake we've tried to talk to, we've tried to connect with so far. Let's see if this works. Jake, what's up?
Hey, Russell, you there?
Hey, we finally got a Jake that works.
Yeah. Yes, this is Jake who Russell told to shut the fuck up.
Oh, I remember that. I thought he was a little out of line. He was a little out of order. You did ask him a question and then continued to interrupt him when he tried to answer.
All is forgiven. I think I'm forgiven. Russell is forgiven.
I always thought your name was Jay.
No, it's Jake.
Jake.
Like Jake.
I'm looking at his picture right now. He looks like he'd fold you up like a cheap suit, Smith.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it once or twice.
I don't blame you. I've thought about it once or twice during the 5 o'clock hour today on the job.
3-6,
Fan Run
Radio.
Come
on down here. Come on down. How big a boy are you?
I'm pretty big, Russell. How big a boy are you? You look like a skinny fucking pole.
Big enough to, if you want to come on and try me, big boy.
The only thing I couldn't beat you at is free throws, and I don't care too much for that.
Oh, bullshit. He's horrible at it.
By the way, shout out to the Volunteers today, stepping up from the free throw line and shooting 86%, 25 of 29. And we probably don't win the game if we shoot our usual 67% or whatever we've been shooting on the year. They were very clutch.
Ziggy Ziegler was money. He put it away, iced it at the end of the game. Boy, they're showing the replay again. There, Sid, 7 minutes ago. Plaswich really is playing better and better. I mean, I realize where he started off, he had nowhere to go but up, but he has gone up. I mean, we don't win the game without him tonight.
Guys have to learn their roles on the team. And as long as he doesn't try to do too much, he adds a different element, man, as a rim protector. And Tennessee doesn't have that.
Oh, man, that shot when we up 62-60 was just a beautiful touch off that Ziegler miss.
So, I mean, as long as he plays his game, doesn't try to do too much, yeah, I mean, he can be effective out there.
Let's see. Chandler, 13 points, 5 steals. Vescovy, 14 points, 6 rebounds.
I mean, Vescovy's just solid, man. He's just he is the most consistent player on the team by far.
Vescovy? Yeah, he's our best player. Most consistent. Comes up with the clutch shots. I wish they'd try and run the offense. I wish they, instead of trying to do some kind of crazy bounce pass as you're careening out of bounds, maybe try and kick it back out to him or, you know, Powell.
Russell?
Yes.
Once the show gets off the rails tonight and you guys get through, talking about the ball game and everything, you need – instead of Nancy Reagan, you need to talk about Scottie Pippen Jr.'s mom tonight.
Oh.
And that's all I'm going to say.
What about her? What about his mom?
Oh, she's a raging whore.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, she's...
Bear, she's a raging whore.
Well, I'm not going to... Yeah, I don't know.
Is there a story there that I'm not aware of?
There's lots of stories.
Yeah, there is. She kind of...
She's a whore?
A raging whore.
What? How do you differentiate between a whore and a raging whore?
Well, once Baird tells you the story, you'll know she's a raging whore.
I think I remember something about this. What she was like, she was sleeping with some rapper or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She may or may not have. Yeah, some younger guys.
Quite a few.
Close to her son's age. I don't know.
She gets around,
I'm looking forward to
maybe not a raging whore, because whores exchange sex for money. How about a raging slut?
I don't know. I mean, call me crazy, but just out of respect,
you like the crazy ones.
I like crazy. I don't like ones like that. And out of respect to Pippen Senior, I don't want to drag.
What the hell's wrong with you? His mom's kind of slutty. I mean, it's just calling what it is.
I didn't say junior. I said senior.
Scottie Pippen the cuck.
Jake, you're out of here.
Oh, man.
Go on. You aren't going to take us off the rails this early. We got too many people wanting to talk about the game.
I don't know what to do with this bear that doesn't want the show to get down in the gutter, just wants to have a serious sports, this like Barry Hyams routine that you've been putting on today. I find it disturbing.
What are you talking about today?
On the show today and now, like a guy taking
you two fucking idiots wanted to put on the most boring goddamn show in the history of sports talk today. You want to talk about Shane fucking Beamer and King of the Hill. I was in a horrible fucking mood. I was nervous about playing Vanderbilt.
We kind of gathered that.
Yeah, because you guys wouldn't stop. This was a show rundown for today, if you want to get off the rails. God. I was a few minutes late. You guys went through the first segment.
Yeah.
You absolutely refused to bring me in, even if I'm 3 minutes late. You can't you can't pause and bring me in. Then we had a stellar performance from Adam Sparks. We broke that down for another segment. And then pretty much from the fourth segment on, you and Jake kind of shit all over the show today. So I wasn't going to bring it back up.
We really took a dump on the show, man. It was uncomfortable listening to us.
I mean, you were the ones that,
you were like, you're the one. How old are you, man? Come on, dude. We just beat Vanderbilt. Are you going to sit here and just whine all night long about
you're
how
the
you
one
need
brought
to get your way on the show today? Or are you going to man
and
up and do a show
fucking,
with me?
I'm doing a show with you. You wanted you.
You're about to get flushed, big boy.
I mean, that's fine with me. I'm exhausted.
Well, put your head down and take a nap. I'm talking to Jake again. It's the Jake Show.
Hey, you guys hear me?
We got you.
Hey,
Jake.
Now,
what's up, brother?
Russ mentioned it earlier about Ziegler. You know what's y'all's thoughts on Ziegler? You know, getting some starting. Getting in the starting rotation with Chandler and maybe Triple J sitting on the bench and running Vescovi at the three and running the small lineup, because it seems like the offense just has much more of a spark and dribble drive and little pick and roll action more or less.
I think if we get more out of Plosvic and we got a lot out of him tonight, but you know, we can't do it if we're not hitting our shots, because we've got virtually no inside game. I mean, we barely have one as it is. And when we go to that real small lineup, we're basically giving up on anything underneath.
I'm all for it, man. More Zakai Ziegler. I need it. Give it to me. Put it straight in my veins. I've never been so excited about a guy who went 0 of 8 from the field tonight, but that's what he did. But he did all of his damage, 11 of 12 at the free throw line. But that steal,
are you shitting me?
That steal at the end is what did it and put Tennessee over the top, man. And you're right. I mean,
his impact is not on the stat sheet. I mean, that's the thing. It's more so than anybody that we've got on the roster.
I mean, he definitely causes chaos. If he get his shot falling, he'd be unreal.
I mean, and the guys even play off his energy, too. I mean, there's not another guy on the team that brings his energy. It's just a different mindset.
Vescovi got him pretty fired up tonight.
Yeah.
He doesn't take any shit, does he?
No.
Crazy Uruguayan.
But, yeah, anyway, that's all I had. I just wanted to hear the thoughts. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
No problem,
Jake. Appreciate it. I don't know if we're allowed to take a call from somebody who is not named Jake, but we're going to try this with Sosa up next. What's up, Sosa?
Oh, God, it's me. Okay. Yeah.
It is you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, y'all have thrown me off with all the random topics, but the main reason I was buzzing in was the rotation. You know, I feel like we did figure out the rotation a lot without Triple J in the lineup. Seemed like everything flowed a lot better. You know, I like we won by 8. Powell had 8 points. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. You know, but that smaller lineup, Euros getting some minutes, Fulkerson on the bench, you know, I like all that. It was working well.
It worked well tonight against Vanderbilt.
That's true.
Against a team that's not very good. I mean, you're going to have to kick it up a notch Saturday. You can't shoot 33% from the field like Tennessee did tonight and expect to beat Ole Miss. You can't go 5 of 23 from three-point range. So, hopefully, hopefully they figure out some of these combinations and what they're going to do. I mean, Barnes has to be exasperated, the Huntley-Hatfield thing. I mean, they gave him the minutes. They rolled him out there and gave him an opportunity, and he
did nothing.
So, I mean, I wonder if they're going to stick with that or stick him on the bench again. I mean, it was interesting. You know, he did not get any minutes. I think he was one of the first guys off the bench, played maybe 2 or 3 minutes at the beginning of the second half, and then he was done.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like that's the go-to rotation. If they have no inside presence, we can overwhelm them with the backcourt play. But I don't know what we're going to do with any team with an inside presence, because we really still don't have one.
No, no, except for Big Urosh, man. You just, as long as he gets the ball 2 feet from the rim, he's pretty effective.
And exactly, and I love the energy he brings, too. You know, that's killer. Him and Ziegler definitely brought the energy off the bench.
No doubt, no doubt.
So we played 11 guys tonight?
Yeah, man, he's just rolling dudes out there. Hey, man, nobody is not getting an opportunity. There's nobody on this roster right now, aside from the guys that are redshirting, that – they can say, well, I'm not getting a chance. Nobody's giving me a chance.
Tomba.
I'm not getting enough minutes to prove myself. Like
Tomba. Tomba. Tomba.
I don't think Tomba was ever in the plans for this year.
Tomba. He's putting on weight. he's gaining weight. He's putting on some muscle.
What about Jonas I do? Where is that man at?
More like it's Jonas I don't.
Hanging out with Tomba at the end of the bench.
Jesus. Yeah, well, they better show up next year.
Boy, how bad must those two be if they can't get on the court with the weight our big men are
playing? Well, in all fairness to Tomba, he should probably still be over at Catholic High School this year.
Nah, but so. Yeah, I mean, they sound like projects for sure, but maybe, hey man, Urosh was a project and he balled out tonight, so.
Hey, I knew it's a 5-star project, so.
Yes.
Like, he better show up and show out here in the near future or he's going to transfer.
Adu is a 5-star?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
He was pretty highly touted.
I'm pretty sure by 247 he was a 5-star.
Let me pull up the one of those services had.
I don't know. I Googled it last game, I think.
247. Let's see. They had him composite 4-star. He's a 4-star, the number 47 player in the country, according to 247.
Oh my God! Number 47 overall.
Yeah. It's a hell of a prospect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our boy Justin Gainey brought him to the table. He was committed to Marquette, I think, when Gainey was up there and brought him here. So we'll see how that transpires in the future.
Either way, I love the energy that the big man and the little man brought. You know, that was the difference in the game. We don't win without them. Euros and Ziegler. Y'all are the bomb. Keep it up, boys.
You're the bomb. Sosa, you are.
Yeah.
Is it Smooth or Sosa?
I'm calling him Sosa.
Okay.
Like Sammy Sosa.
It says Smooth.
Sammy Sosa was smooth back in the day when he was on the roids and he was still black. Now he's just scary looking.
He doesn't look like the same person. But doesn't he have that, it starts with a V, that skin condition. It's a genetic disorder.
He said he put some kind of skin cream on and it changed his skin color.
Like bleach? And
there's an interview with Jeremy Schapp and he's asking him, he's like, dude, like, why are you white now? And he's just like, I put on this skin cream. I like the way I look. I like to do it. And what's wrong with that? It's like, fair enough, dude. Okay.
You remember when he was in front of Congress and he suddenly forgot that he spoke English?
He never spoke very good English, I don't think.
He spoke good enough to answer questions. He just suddenly, that looked like a move I would pull. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't speak English.
I liked Rafael Palmeiro. I have never used performance-enhancing drugs in my life.
Didn't Canseco, shoot him up in the locker room or something?
Yeah, but Rafi, you're entire right side of your face is just turned into one gigantic bicep and you're 58 years old. Like, how did that work?
I don't know. Just work out a lot, I guess.
Your forehead, your bones started growing again from the HGH. Barry Maybe Bonds.
That is what we need is some deer antler spray for our big men.
I don't know. I mean, Plosvich doesn't need to get much bigger. He's like 7 foot one and 260. He's got to get better. The one thing I'd like to see him improve on when he does get the ball, he gets it stripped out way too easy for being as big and strong as he is.
Is Urosh going to make it through the season without punching somebody? It feels like he could go.
God, I hope not.
He's a ticking time bomb.
He would have lit that guy up tonight. That could have gotten ugly fast.
I like it
about him. He takes care of his buds, his brothers.
He did commit the dumbest foul maybe in the history of organized basketball at the end of the
first half. Oh, my God. And that thing, that could have really played a difference, is like Dane Bradshaw said. What about Dane admitting that he had crabs while he was at Tennessee? Did I really hear that right?
You heard that right. His wife must be very proud.
His family, yes. The SEC Network, Tennessee. In his defense, I'd be willing to bet he's not the only athlete that's caught an STD or crabs.
I mean, Dane Bradshaw probably got more ass than a toilet seat when he was in college. Kidding me?
He's a good-looking guy.
It happens. It's just a occupational hazard for those guys. It's nothing that I don't know, man. I thankfully never had crabs or lice or anything like that. What do you? They give you some sort of lotion or something you rub on your junk or something to kill those things?
I don't know about that. I used to work when I was at UT. I worked in a couple different group homes where you'd have kids come in that had a lice outbreaks, and you can use a shampoo like once. That stuff's really toxic. But there was one time it was so bad, every kid in the house had to have their head shaved, including the girls. It wasn't, all
shaved
of us.
The girls' heads?
I went ahead. I didn't have it at all, but I went ahead once they started shaving all the kids' heads, even the staff that didn't have to have their head shaved. We just in solidarity, we all went ahead and just skinned it, you know.
That's nice.
We got some really funny looks when we go out for trips around town. Like 12 kids, and we were all balder and cue balls, girls included. I don't know what you do about your junk. But just knowing how toxic and how unpleasant it is to put that shampoo on your head, I couldn't imagine having that stuff in your nether regions.
Yeah. Sounds uncomfortable.
Not fun.
Dane Bradshaw, not afraid to share.
Like, you wonder, I mean, when he was done saying it, I mean,
I know exactly what he's feeling, because I say something like that on this thing at least once a show.
Yeah. I'm
like, God damn it, why did I say that?
I feel like that occasionally on our daily show. Not exactly proud of my, you know, when I lost my temper with you guys today, but, you know, it happens. We'll take a look at the tape, and then we'll move on.
You're so ashamed of it, you did it again on the post-game show.
You guys really pissed me off. That's the first time you guys have pissed me off in a long time.
That was great. Great radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Chance thought so.
I got a lot of messages. I know it's good when you say it's bad.
Well, yeah, that's what was making me madder, because my phone was blowing up. And Chance was telling me to stop that he couldn't stop crying. He was laughing so hard. Then he agreed with me that you guys were idiots, but he said, told me to keep raging out.
Well, that's, I appreciate that. I was really wondering what Chance, what his exact opinions on today's show were.
Put some respect on his name.
All right, folks, if you want to speak on it, now is the time, as we have reached the wee hours of, what is today? I guess it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So let's bang out a few more speakers and go to bed. What say you?
Let's get Rick in here.
All right, connecting with Rick. Rick, you ever had crabs?
Wow, I must say I have not. I am a college professor, though, and it is shocking the number of students who come to me and say, Dr. Curry, I'm sorry I missed class. I had gonorrhea. And I'm like, wow, okay. Oh. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah, you can definitely get an extension on your assignment that you missed.
Damn, I don't even tell people when I have a cold. I'm just like, I'm sick.
Yeah, it is shocking what students say. And Bear, to your the skin condition you were talking about earlier, it's vitiligo. Interesting.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce it, and I've had enough of Russell making fun of me today, and I just didn't want to give him any more ammunition.
What's he got, that vitiligo thing?
Yeah.
Hey guys, I just wanted to point. I think we look back. I think my gut feeling is we look back at the end of the season, and this game is going to be the turning point. I think you really can't underestimate just how big the win was tonight, especially after that 30-point beatdown at Kentucky. I mean, this team could have gone on the road in that environment, even though it seemed like it was primarily Tennessee fans there. They could have folded, and the season could have folded right along with it. So I think the bounce back from Saturday to today is going to be a huge turning point. As we get to the end of the season. So you guys have a good night.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Great. I mean, that's a really good point. Like it buys you some time, right? Because if you had lost tonight, I won't say turn on this team, but they would have thrown in the towel on the seat. Hell, I would have thrown it. I'm a fickle sumbitch. I'd have thrown in the towel if they lost this one tonight.
We'd all sounded like Phil tomorrow.
So, I mean, it just buys you some time, man, because, look, I would love to win this game Saturday night against LSU, and they could, man. It wouldn't surprise me if they pull that out in front of a raucous Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena crowd. But even if you don't, like, okay, it's another loss to another top 25 team. You got who's after that? Florida at home, another big game. I mean, they're not very good. I think that's a game Tennessee wins.
Yeah, we kind of the schedule kind of lightens up here after Saturday for a couple of weeks, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I mean,
like, start moving.
It buys you some time, man. It gives you some time to figure some of these question marks out, and they just got to keep fighting, keep scrapping, keep tinkering with things, keep trying different things, and nobody says you have to be playing your best basketball right now. I wish they were playing a little bit better. Wish they had just hammered those guys. Wish they hadn't gotten it handed to them against Kentucky. But again, like we've said a billion times about this team, like if they can put together the offensive efficiency we saw at Kentucky, they shot 52% from the field in that game and still lost by almost 30.
Yeah, so, did you hear that stat why Barnes was so upset with Chandler? After the Kentucky game, after they looked at the film.
Because they were just blowing by him at will.
Yeah, I mean, he gave up guys he was defending, scored 33 points.
Yeah, well, I noticed, like, when the game started tonight, they had Vescovi on Pippen.
Yeah.
Like, if you told us before the season, Vescovi did not have a great defensive reputation coming into the season. I don't think he's a lockdown guy at all, but
I mean, he's our best player right now, and
it speaks volumes that Barnes put him on Pippen to start out, I think, and he did well too. Like, Pippen's really struggled from the field for the most part tonight.
Yeah, he kind of had him flummoxed, bamboozled, didn't know what to do with him. So
man, I mean, if you can figure out a way to bring that kind of defensive effort coupled with some kind of offensive consistency, then
it's just it's our big guys. We're getting nothing out of our bigs except for Plosvich, which I never in a million years thought we'd be saying that at this point in the season with Fulkerson and Triple J.
Yeah. Bear, a California woman was hospitalized this week with a terrible stomach ache, severe stomach ache, the day after she binge ate 32 all-you-can-eat sushi rolls at a buffet.
Dragon rolls, yeah.
She says it was all-you-can-eat sushi gone wrong. She told the Post, 24-year-old Danielle Shapiro, she went to Sushi 85, a buffet restaurant in Mountain View, California, late last month with a friend who was visiting out of town. The all-you-can-eat sushi is about $50 a person, so friend decided to make sure they got their money's worth, which means eating a lot. She ate 32 sushi rolls, 4 gyozas, 1 bowl of edamame beans, 2 jalapeno poppers, and a bowl of miso soup during the all-you-can-eat night out. She said after dinner, they had to sit in her car for around half an hour because of how full they felt before going home.
Yeah, I've been there. Here's the funny thing, though. I've got a $100 bill in my pocket, and I'd be willing to bet it that she didn't get whatever food poisoning she got from the sushi.
She says she had to, she went home, spent the night with her boyfriend, said she woke up the next day, stomach and chest in intense pain, hard to take deep breaths. They drove her to the hospital. She was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD.
Oh, so it wasn't food poisoning. Yeah, I know people that have GERD.
She got the GERD.
Yeah.
32 sushi rolls. She said that she will definitely eat sushi again.
Well, yeah. She's got GERD. It wasn't food poisoning. I thought she, you know, had food poisoning. What people don't realize is it's usually not the food you ate that gave you the food poisoning. It's the ice in your drink.
Ah.
Yep. People be stunned.
And what's in that ice machine?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty much retired now from that, but any ice machine where I ever worked, I kept it damn near like surgically sterilized.
Duke lost tonight. Shout out to Davey Hudson.
Go fuck yourself, Davey. I love you. Go fuck yourself, Dookie. I love it. And I love Davey. He called me right now. He needed me. I go help him. But man, that makes me happy as shit. Duke lost. Hope he's crying. Oh, poor Davey. I hate Duke.
I'm getting told by more people that they can't listen to this because you blocked him on Twitter. Damn it, Bear.
Who? I unblocked the one person I blocked.
You gotta just unblock everybody. Why are you blocking
people? I'm not unblocking people. Who is it? The guy that got it today was getting a 24-hour block.
A 24-hour block, really?
Yeah, I'm putting him on. I blocked him. He said some shit. He said some shit to me you shouldn't say to me on fucking Twitter. Because I can't go back after him for my account.
You're blocking them from listening to the post-game show.
I knew that.
All you're doing is hurting yourself.
It was going to be a hard lesson for that person. Who's saying that they can't get on here?
Josh Davis at JSD82C.
At what?
He's got a picture of his beautiful kids.
At J what?
At JSD82C.
I don't even.
Yeah, because you're just blocking people for nothing, dude. Get some. You gotta get rhino skin to be in this game, bro. You see my mentions?
When did I fucking block this guy?
I don't know. Do I have access to you? I don't block people.
It may have been an accident. I don't even remember this guy. What are
you, Jerry Stackhouse? You go around blocking people who say anything to you?
There, he's unblocked. I have no idea why I would have blocked him.
Just unblock everybody.
I fucking know why I blocked this fucker. I can tell you by looking at his location. Where's this guy from, Russ? Look at his look where he's from.
So you just block people from Maryville. You just look at, oh, he's from Maryville, and I'm going
to
block them?
No, but if he was a cunt to me being a fucking Maryville, an asshole from Maryville, yeah, he probably got the block. And then I probably just forgot to ever come back and unblock his ass. But let that be a lesson to you.
I'm sure he's sitting there somewhere going, man, if only I had access to Bears Twitter.
Well, he's obviously doing it right now. I mean, I can go back and block him again.
So do I need to just make an announcement, send out a message like, listen, sorry, Bears he's a little bit, I don't even know what the word is, fragile.
Oh, you're fuck gonna
have
you
to go and create burner accounts so that you can listen to our post-game show, because Bear will block you on Twitter because he's 12.
Well, no, I mean, if you know, I don't need these Maryville punks clogging up my timeline. I've unblocked a lot of the Maryville people, though. I've actually gotten to be buddies with one of my old arch nemesis, the Broadway barber.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe that happened again. Anybody else? I unblocked him. He can join in now. He can talk to us if he wants to. When did he send you that?
What are we doing tomorrow? What's tomorrow? Wednesday or today?
Today we've got, we'll have Joe Rexroad will be joining us off the top.
Sexy Rexy.
And I'm working on another guest for the 4 o'clock hour.
Remember last year when I asked Rex Road if they were going to fire Stackhouse? And he got kind of like, the only time he's gotten a little bit of an attitude with me, he kind of shamed me. He's like, no, they're not firing Stackhouse. Like, come on, Russell. Like, he was kind of condescending, man. It kind of stuck in my craw. I'm not going to block him on Twitter like a pussy or anything. But I remembered that. And I was thinking to myself at the time, like, are we not watching the same program? I mean, like, clearly Jerry Stackhouse is not working out for Vanderbilt. Oh. Clearly he's going to be fired eventually. And here we are. And he has very much still the look of a soon to be fired basketball coach. You think Rex Road will admit that tomorrow?
Now, look, man, I spend a lot of time getting these guys to come on with us. Don't go fucking around and insulting our guests.
I'm not going to insult him. I'm just going to like ask him. Like,
this wouldn't be the first time you've pissed a guest off. And I'm sure this might come as a big surprise to people that would think it would be me.
All right,
but it's not.
I'm just asking a question.
Well, let's just go behind the fourth wall here, as Trey says.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll treat Jerry Stackhouse with kid gloves and pretend he can coach his way out.
I'm not talking about Jerry Crackhouse, but let's just, can we have a polite conversation with
him? Yes, I'm always getting into it with Joe Rexroad, known rabble razzler on the show.
Rabble razzler.
I like this Pat Bradley guy they have on SEC Network. Like, do all these guys have to spike up their hair to be an analyst on here?
I don't know. Let me check him out. Flip back over there. Yeah, this guy's like my age. He's got gray going. What the hell is he doing? Fucking spiking up your hair. Just comb it down, dude. You're not 24. You're not rolling out of the frat house. Where did he play anyhow? Pat Bradley.
Pat Bradley. You don't remember Pat Bradley?
I feel like I hate him. Ah.
Sharpshooter back in the day. Back in the 40 minutes of hell days.
Did he play on those teams with Corliss?
I think he was right after that.
Oh, man, they're showing the Tennessee highlights again. The damn Ziegler, he's a damn Tasmanian devil, isn't he? Just a whirling dervish.
I love that kid.
Well, I had something for getting off the rails, but I'm waiting until it's me and you and Davey. I'm not going to deprive Davey of being able to comment on this story. It's pretty far out there. I mean, we can get an old lady Pippin if you want to.
Did I mention this earlier? Tennessee has won more SEC games in Nashville than Vandy has since Bryce Drew's final season.
Jesus. I know that we've won more games at Memorial Gym in 2022 than they have.
Wow. Ron Franklin passes away.
Pour one out. What a damn legend, man. Just another.
Mike Gottfried, man.
You remember when him and Holly Rowe got it, the Holly Rowe incident?
Yeah. And it's sad because people, you know, I mean, he was an original victim of cancel culture.
I'd forgotten all about it.
But like, people need to, like, if you're looking, you're ESPN and you're about to get the SEC, the CBS game to go along with all the other SEC programming you have, and you're trying to figure out like what you want to do, get back to that, man. Get back to Southern voices calling college football. We don't need these Midwestern types like Gary Danielson telling us.
I'm just going to suck Nick Saban's ass for 3.5 hours.
But those were great broadcasts, man. Oh, those were great broadcasts back in the day. Those guys were fantastic.
Oh, they were awesome.
And our team was good too, so that probably had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, probably.
Georgia and Alabama fans probably don't hold Ron Franklin in the same regard as we do. They probably think Vern Lundquist and Brad Nessler are really good.
Yeah, and as obnoxious as I found Vern's voice, he still has one of the all-time great Tennessee calls with a Dobnail boot. Jawan Jennings.
All right, what's this stuff about Pippin's mama?
I mean, apparently she likes banging rappers.
Who doesn't?
Man, but I mean, you're married to Scottie Pippen, man.
Is it one of those things where like she was doing it behind his back, or were they just kind of like separated or open marriage kind of thing, like a Will Smith, Jada Pinkett kind of thing going on, or?
We never really got the fact that Will Smith said he got physically nauseous. Oh, no. Yeah, she cheated. No, he filed for divorce from her after she cheated with the rapper Future.
Be careful, man. I'd be looking over his shoulder. Scottie Pippen come up there behind you. 6'7", crazy dude from Arkansas.
Wow, that... played basketball in the Wild Wild West days.
Future won't have much of a future if Scottie Pippen gets a hold of him.
No, I got a feeling Future's probably not 6'10" and went toe to toe with Bill Laimbeer. And oh yeah, he had harsh words for her too.
Called her a scandalous hoe.
Let's see what he said.
She belongs to the streets. There's other fish out there. You think Scottie Pippen was the most faithful husband? I mean, we know how Jordan rolled back in the day. 1980s basketball players. Marriage was a very loosely defined institution for those guys. A lot of times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Michael Jordan had a kid here in Knoxville.
Allegedly.
Shit. You ever seen a picture of her?
No, this is I love this urban legend, though.
It's not a fucking urban legend. It's damn God's honest truth.
When he was in with the Birmingham Barons, he went to Michael's, and where there's a kid, and she played basketball for a high school here in town.
She was a cheerleader.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks fucking dead off like him. I'm not gonna put it out there. I'll send you a picture of the kid.
I love.
She looks like female Michael Jordan.
It's my favorite Knoxville urban legend, Michael Jordan's illegitimate Knoxville child.
Well,
it's good stuff.
I mean, you believe every other. I don't know why this one is just so unbelievable.
I don't believe anything. I'm the guy who doesn't believe anything. What do I believe that's crazy to you?
Oh shit! I'd have to sit here and think. My brain's scrambled right now.
Nothing. You'd have to think for a long time.
Well, I mean, I've had a really shitty day.
Hey, it's okay. Don't blame it on that. You've had a rough day. Had a couple of rough performances. It's okay. You'll bounce back.
Oh, fuck you.
Can't all be winners. They can't all be humdingers. Every now and then you open that mic, you fall flat on your face. It happened.
Well, I didn't fall flat on my face. I should have told you guys I didn't want to do the show.
You face planted.
I didn't face plant anything.
Just...
You and your fucking gimp lackey, your sidekick, decided to just fuck around all day.
You pulled a Trey Wallace walking out to his car that day. Just boom, knee went out sideways, right in the nose. Just splat.
Boy, he did, didn't he? Who was it? He was out there and saw it. Was it Ben Lee? I think so. All I know is I got a text. It's a bear. I think Trey Wallace just broke his fucking leg in the parking lot. That was before I knew Trey had knee problems. So, Trey, War Eagle Wallace, that guy. What a clown. Start lashing out wildly at him now.
Got to get these schools back open, man. I could be sleeping in tomorrow, but I'm going to have damn kids up crack of dawn.
I wouldn't count on getting any sleeping in this week, buddy. What I've heard. We got a ton of teachers out sick right now. There's a nasty-ass flu bug going around.
Open these schools back up, man. I remember I went to school one day with the flu. I had to take a test senior year. Just went in there. Manned up, got it done.
It's probably gave a flu to half your classmates.
Hey, man.
I kind of figured you for one of those kids that never missed.
When you don't give a shit about anybody else, there's no limit to what you can accomplish.
I mean, you are a sociopath. I went to school with a guy that never missed a day of school. From fucking kindergarten through senior year.
And the every school had a guy like that, I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed plenty. I still have. It's been a while. I used to have like those dreams, those anxiety dreams where
you're at the free throw line in front of the whole school naked.
No, I was never naked, but I had dreams a lot where I realized that graduation is coming up from high school and I haven't been attending a class at all. And I'm just like hopelessly behind and there's no way that I can pass the class.
Right.
I have those and I have dreams where like I'm driving a car and the brakes don't work, or I'm in a car and there's no driver. I'm in the back seat and I can't get to the wheel.
That's a weird one. That's a really weird one.
Fear of no control. Don't have control.
Yep.
Have control issues.
Who is this? You want to take this guy, Vikran Mishra?
What?
We've got somebody requested in to speak. Vikram Mishra.
I don't see anybody requesting to speak right now.
I'm going to add him as a speaker. He says I'm a student who wants to know everything.
How can you see somebody requesting to speak and I can't?
I don't know. I just looked down and it said requested. Now he's gone. He may have just jumped in here for just a second.
Bizarre.
Yeah. I see Trey didn't want to speak though, does he?
All right. You got any questions you want to ask? Any deep thoughts you want to share before we get out of here?
No, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. Hopefully be in a better mood tomorrow.
Because if we sit here all night, like these people won't go. They'll just sit there listening to us.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, you've got that whole deal. I do need to talk to you in the morning, but you've done that whole deal where you don't like me to call you anymore.
You can call me.
Well, it's kind of hard to book the fucking show if you won't talk to me. Or I could just start booking people and you can just
text. Just text.
It's okay. It's too much to fucking text, dude. No, I'm not a goddamn texter.
Do a voice
text. I'm done Generation X. You know, I know you're a Xennial. You're right in between. I know you're very standoffish, antisocial. People say it all the time. They come to me like, Bear, what's this fucking guy's problem? Very standoffish.
Who said what's this guy's problem? Who?
Well, I mean, I don't want to put you on blast here.
I feel like you're making this up.
Many people say this about you, Russ. They say you're not very friendly.
I can be. I don't suffer fools.
You're very mercurial.
I don't suffer fools, and we work with a lot of idiots. And so
we do.
I don't have time for it, man.
So are any of these guys going to step up as far as Saturday goes? What do you think?
I don't
I mean, they got anybody going to answer a text or any inquiries about this?
No, Houston totally ghosted me on something today.
Yeah, he's gone ghost. He was in here tonight.
Let's see, Nate will probably use the kid's excuse. That's what I would do if I were him anyway.
Yeah.
You might be able to get John Reed out of retirement. Well, no, John's going to be doing Titan stuff too.
Yeah. So y'all want to do Titan stuff. That's fine. I'd like to watch the Titans too.
Well, I mean, that game will be over by the time the basketball game's over.
Yeah, but the whole deal you said you couldn't do it with me is because you couldn't watch the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I weren't going to the game, I would do both. Like you'll be able to kind of watch both. Like you'll have a good feel for where the Titans are at by the time the
I am such a pro at this shit. I can kind of halfway pay attention to a game and then do a show.
That's a good point.
It's got fucking disaster written all over it.
You can't text me. There's no way you can watch two games at once. It's a good point.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll have something for Saturday night. Hopefully somebody down at the station will step up and
maybe you
not somebody's been there for six goddamn months, Russell. Fuck off.
Whoa. I see Trey Wallace lurking in this.
Oh, he's always lurking.
Basis. Maybe he'll step up and host with you.
No, because he'll come up. You tell you the king of the excuses, Trey Wallace. Come on, dude.
He does that, yes.
Come on, it's Trey.
I feel like the two of you guys would do good.
I'm sure we would, but Trey will have to cover Barnes's bullshit.
I'm going to go ahead and commit him to this. Saturday night, post-game, Bear and Trey.
Reunited
at last. Doing UT post-game spaces.
Yeah, I'm sure the folks at Outkick will love that Trey's doing a Twitter Spaces Tennessee post-game show.
They probably will. It's exposure.
That's true.
There's only one local outlet that has decided their writers can't be on Fan Run. And this isn't even on Fan Run. This is just Spaces.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they can't even be seen talking to us. And it has jack shit to do with me and you.
You don't want...
I mean, what the fuck did we do?
You don't want free promotion.
I mean, what have we done besides train, you know, half the guys that are covering the SEC right now between Trey Wallace, Lucas Panzeca, Rick Butler.
No love. No love. Everybody's haters. Everybody hates on the drive and fan run. It's okay. It's okay.
Wait a minute. I heard somebody click in here. Go ahead and unmute your mic, speaker. There
hey,
he is.
It's Saturday night's post-game co-host, Trey Wallace. What's up, dude?
How did I get jumbled into this mess at 12:25 Wednesday morning?
Because Russ volunteered, you know, Russ is going off to watch a damn divisional playoff game in Nashville and have a big time and wants me to not pay attention to the Titans game, watch LSU probably kick our fucking ass again at the Tommy Bowl, and is demanding that I do the damn post-game show by myself.
Can't Russ do it from Nissan Stadium? What's his problem?
He's going to be shit-faced drunk.
That's not true.
Not if the Titans lose.
I'm hoping to get to a watering hole or some sort of establishment to watch the end of the UT game.
Oh, so you're actually going to a sporting event, Russ?
Yeah.
He's going to the playoff game,
man. It's a bucket list type thing.
Yes, Titans.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations, buddy. Hope they don't shit the bed for you.
Yeah, me too. Well, me too.
Trey, now that we've got you, I've got to ask you, since we're off the rails here, what the hell is going on with Triple J tonight? Have you got any word yet from any of your sources?
Well, he got poked in the head. Well, poked in the head's the wrong way to put it. He got hit in the head on that play, and then they were also kind of checking out his eye too. I was texting back with somebody here just a little bit ago. So we'll see. I mean, he was still on the bench and all that good stuff. So I mean, if he was concussed or anything along those lines, I don't even know if he'd have been around in a loud atmosphere. You know what I mean? So I think we'll find out more in the next 2 days from Barnes.
Trey, is it true that Isaiah Nayor is visiting Texas this week? Somebody just asked me that. Have you heard that?
I haven't, but I haven't looked in the last day or so to see what the kid's doing. Hell, he's been committed to Tennessee. He said he was fine with his commitment this past weekend. So, I mean, you know, Tennessee, again, is getting killed by their academic enrollment date, pretty much, if that's the case.
Yeah, but they already brought him in to visit. I mean, I don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This past weekend, he said he was all good. Like Sunday to a couple different outlets.
I'd worry more about Texas than I did Ole Miss.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about Charlie Weiss Jr. and Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss compared to what Texas could do.
Worried about them throwing a bunch of NIL money at him.
Exactly right.
He's from Arlington, isn't he?
He's from
a Texas kid. I mean, if they recruited him out of high school, that's where he'd be playing. But I don't know.
That's a need for Tennessee. They can't let that one slip away. I mean, you better throw any kind of NIL money you can, just like they did it with that the running back Williams who just signed with Tennessee. He's going to play the freshman. So they better figure something out. If there's one position on this team that Tennessee can't afford to lose any kind of help that they had committed, it'd be wide receiver. So I do think Tennessee's going to do a lot more in the portal after spring practice is over as well when it comes to defensive back and linebacker. So we'll see. If he goes to Texas, that's not good. I mean, that's not good if he goes to Texas, in my opinion.
Not good.
No.
Not good, Bob.
No, especially not good either with Tennessee's – you know, if it wasn't for Euros tonight, Tennessee probably loses that basketball game, and I don't know if I'd have said that 3 years ago. So,
Urosh played well, man. Proud of the Urosh. He stepped up. We didn't score 70 again. Shot like 33% from the field or something. Got to find some offense, man. Keep working it.
I think the biggest thing, man, I know y'all aren't going to be on here for long, but I think the biggest thing is what Kennedy Chandler kind of said after the game, and I just wrote about it. You know, it's that got your back mentality where, you know, through maybe all the shit that's going on, you know, they're still in there grinding and fighting for each other. You look at the way, you know, Vescovi played tonight and how aggressive he is and the other guys, you know, that's my biggest thing. That's my takeaway from tonight is like, look, you know, you're working on your offensive production, but this team continues to not give up on each other. I think that's the biggest thing, and the way they continue to fight. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's not going to be pretty. Saturday is going to be interesting against LSU, but if they can continue to play defense like they're doing and somebody gets hot, you know, then I think they'll be okay. But, you know, I think Tennessee has to move past the Fulkerson thing right now, unfortunately. And another thing, too, is they'll need Ziegler to do more from the field and not score all of his 11 points from the free throw line. You know, so it'll be.
He's been a little cold with his outside shooting.
Yeah, he has. That's been the interesting thing to watch with the point guards and the way that Tennessee, you know, they might roll three point guards out there at a time, you know, and that part's been interesting in how they played that. You know, I think Powell had 8 points tonight, if I'm not mistaken, but Muscovy steps up again. And, you know, if Chandler scored those 6 points in the final, minute and 20 seconds of the first half. So, you know, I mean, they're finding ways. You know, Kentucky was just – they scored a lot of points on Tennessee, and Tennessee tried to keep up, and they couldn't. But I still think defensively this is one of the best teams in the Southeastern Conference, if not the country, you know, taking away that Kentucky game. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I keep hearing after the losses, some people say, oh, you know, Barnes has lost the team, and I don't see that at all. I see guys that really like each other and enjoy playing the game. And, like, yeah, they don't at times show a lot of joy, but they've lost, six games now. Yeah, you're not going to be happy when you lose. I mean, Bruce Pearl's teams, Nate Oates' teams are not happy when they lose. But
this team's not falling apart. Like, that's the thing, though. Like, it might look like – look, here's the – it might look like it on the court if something's not going well offensively or they can't find the basket or some turnovers, but this team's not falling apart. This team is pretty damn tight for a group that has a bunch of young players and new players on the roster and still trying to figure it out. So, I you know, you have to give them credit for that. And if they can figure out the offensive part of this thing over the next 6 weeks and continue to play this type of defense, then you know what? They'll be a dangerous type team. But if you come out and, you know, play the way Arkansas played, let's just say to open up SEC play where they started 0-3, you know, it could be a different story. It's just there's so many different tangibles on this basketball team. And I think they'll be fine. I think, look, you go on the road like that. I know it wasn't a tough environment because Vanderbilt's so half-assed backwards when it comes to this COVID stuff for their students. But you still go on the road and you get a win like that. So, especially coming off a humiliating loss like that was against Kentucky. So you got to give them credit for that.
Trey, before we let you go, any thoughts on Scottie Pippen Jr.'s mother's sex life?
No, that's not the first time I've heard that, though. Also, it's not, you know, I kind of feel for Scottie Pippen Jr., the kid, man. There's been reports out of Vanderbilt. I know a couple people that cover the team and one or two folks inside the program where you got Scottie Pippen trying to coach his kid from the stands while Jerry Stackhouse is trying to do it on the court. Oh, yeah, it's pretty – it's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
That's a good what, nugget,
now,
man.
Now, that, let's go and say that one more time.
So that was worth staying up till 10 to 1 in the morning.
So the problem that Vanderbilt's having right now, Bear, and Jerry Stackhouse is having with Scottie Pippen is that his daddy is trying to coach him from the stands, and he's doing it over Jerry Stackhouse. So Jerry says something, and then Scottie comes back, you know, and says something, and you know, what do you think the kid's going to do? He's going to listen to his father. I mean, you know, deep down inside. So that's been a problem with the Vanderbilt program as of late, and talking with some folks, is they would really, really like the elder Pippen just to get the hell out of the way, but that's not the case right now. It's a bad problem.
Well, so that's why when, you know, LeBron Jr. had Tennessee, that was one of the things that made me hesitate. You know, do we really want – you know, you always run that risk with somebody like that.
But, I mean, it – it's not getting talked about. You know, they're trying to keep it quiet, and I get it. But if you, you know, I was told, I was texting back and forth with a Vanderbilt beat reporter tonight, and he said, you know, you could hear Scotty in the stands yelling at his kid what to do, which side to go to, you know, what he's doing wrong and whatnot. And, you know, there's been times during the season where, you know, it's been mentioned to me that Stackhouse has looked over at Pippen and kind of gave him that look. And, you know, there's also been a conversation or two about who, you know, who's the coach of this team, who's the coach of Scottie Pippen. So, you know, this will be the last year you see Scottie Pippen Jr. and probably the senior around the Vanderbilt program.
All right, boys.
I'll see y'all later.
I'm done.
See you, so am I.
Bye, boys.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Three and Out starts in about 6 hours on Fan Run Radio. Bear and I will be with you at 3 p.m. tomorrow.